Thanks, Jerry. Joe, we will talk to you tomorrow, and hopefully tomorrow's the day the Blue Jays wake up, because they certainly haven't woken up yet. They lose 6-0 to the Yankees, and it's funny because there have been several points so far this season where you've thought, all right, this is rock bottom. It can't get any worse than this. Now is when they start to finally hit the way they're capable of. Hasn't happened yet. Hopefully tonight. Hopefully this is rock bottom. The Blue Jays announcing that Troy Tulowitzki left the game with tightness in his quadriceps muscle. That came after he stole second base in the top of the seventh inning with Darwin Barney having been pinch hit for Justin Smoke. Russell Martin had to finish the game at second base, and as he always does, Russell Martin was perfect in his chances at second base. And he was even hit by a pitch, so he reached in his only trip to the plate. By then, though, it was already 6-0. The Blue Jays falling to the New York Yankees, and that would be your final score. The Jays get shut out. Hard to believe it was only the second time this year that they've been shut out, because it feels like it's a legitimate struggle to score runs pretty much every night. This has not been a lot of fun to watch. The good news, there is good news. I understand that people don't, for some reason, don't like to hear that there are so many games left in the season, but there are 115 games left in the season. And you can make whatever argument you want to make, jump through whatever hoops you want to jump through to firm up your belief that the Blue Jays are digging themselves a hole that is much too big to emerge from here on May 24th. But it's just not true. Now, it doesn't mean that things are going to get better. It doesn't mean that they're going to be able to crawl out of it. But the truth is that playing as badly as they're playing, with 115 games to go, the Blue Jays are 4 games out of a playoff spot right now. That's it, 4 games out. So you pick up, you know, a game a month, no problem. Last year, just for reference, and I'm not suggesting that the August and September miracle is going to happen again, but last year the Blue Jays did pick up 14 games in the standings over the final 2 months. And we're looking for a game a month now to get you to a wild card spot. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell. Long distance, 1-888-666. 0590. Let's start with Paul in Scarborough. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Go ahead.
All right. Well, no, the Jays, like this year, it is very tough to watch. That the season may not be over, but
is not over. There are
four
months left in the season.
Yeah, but if they don't start playing better baseball, you have teams in front of them who are Baltimore and Boston, and they may have skids themselves, but this one game a month, no way is that gonna do it over the course of the year. You know that, and I know that.
No, I'm not talking about Baltimore and Boston, but the truth of the matter is, I mean, regardless of what anyone's take on this situation is, the truth is, if they don't play better, they're finished. But they've got 115 games to play better.
Of course. No, of course, but otherwise, and I hope that does happen. I hope that does happen. But I mean, like right now, like the pitching doesn't bother me that much, considering how the season started. But I mean, with the offense that we spoke about before the season started, and I mean, I never care about what happens in the past, because it's always the present that counts. So, I mean, like Batista this year, even Donaldson, Edwin, And again, I don't mean too much about Josh Donaldson, because I mean he was carrying himself for a little bit, but in the last 3 weeks, a month, he's been struggling, and that's because the team's been struggling, and he's probably trying to do a little bit more, and it's starting to show on him, because he is an MVP.
Only him though, and not the other guys. Like the other guys aren't trying to do too much, and that's why they're struggling. Just Josh.
Well, no, they are too. But I mean, when you have nine guys on the field and eight of them are batters, and you got the one DH. Not everyone can be like that. Otherwise, we've got big problems as we do right now.
Yeah, everyone's slumping. Well, pretty much right now. Yeah, this team is terrible
Saunders
right now.
Saunders is our bright spot, right?
Well, Tulowitzki's hitting .300 over the last like 2 weeks.
Okay, and I'm glad you sort of brought him up, because okay. here's a point about him. But before he came to the Blue Jays, I'd go through the sports section, and when he was with Colorado, I'd see this guy Troy Tulowitzki, 3-for-5, 1-for-4, 2-for-4, 0-for-4, 1-for.
Okay, continue.
Two, you know, and he was a very good ball player. Since he's come to the Blue Jays, I don't know what it is, if it's the American League or not, but he has been terrible. The only bright spot for us is the odd time is defense, and it's not that stellar. And the odd time he'll hit us a home run. Am I wrong with him?
Yes.
Okay.
Completely. Yes.
Okay. So he's been good for us.
No, he hasn't hit well at all. But his defense has been stellar, except for a little two-week bump in the road.
Since he's been here, well, yeah. Okay. Again, that's us to argue, but okay. So he's been pretty good, I think. You think he's been stellar? So we'll leave him alone. So
you just moved him from less than stellar to pretty good in like 2 minutes. That's a huge gain.
Well, because you sort of talked me into it.
Oh, okay.
But otherwise, what about Pilar? We go from almost a Gold Glove center field.
He continues to play a Gold Glove center field.
He is very. What are they doing with him in the batting order though? Because they've been moving him around, and a few games that I've seen him play this year, when he's misplayed the ball, I feel he's probably thinking about something else. Because as you know, last year, I've never seen anybody leave their feet so many times in the American League or National League in a year and come up with a ball the way he dove last year.
He's doing the same thing this year.
No, he's missed a few balls that I wouldn't call routine, but a good center fielder like himself or Ellsbury, or I'm can't think of the guy who won MVP last year in center field or the Gold Glove, sorry, for Tampa Bay.
Kevin Kiermaier.
Thank you. Guys like that, they make plays like that look routine. He's had a few balls this year where they, and again, it's tough plays. Don't get me wrong. The man's human, but I feel he usually catches those. And last year he always did.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Paul. I can think of one play that Kevin Pillar didn't make that I thought he probably should have made this year. Maybe that's the one you saw. I can't believe that anyone would call in here to complain about Kevin Pillar's defense. Anyway, 416-870-0590, *590 on the cell, long distance 1-888-666-0590. We will take the break. When we come back, more of your calls. Blue Jays get blanked for only the second time this season. They lose 6-0 to the New York Yankees. It's Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Pilar check swing ground ball by the mound toward short, barehanded by Gregorius, throw to first, Yankees win it. Pilar out by a stride and a half, a shutout, 6-0 New York, as the Blue Jays fall to 0-21 this year. When the opponents have scored 4 runs or more, they're the only team in the major leagues without a win in that category, and the Yankees stretch their winning streak to 6.
With a 6-0 win over the Blue Jays. Second time Jays have been shut out this year. And it's ugly. It's not fun. And it's been pointed out to me that even when they win, it's not fun to watch. Because truth of the matter is, when you're not scoring any runs, it's not a lot of fun to watch. And the Blue Jays are not scoring any runs. We are a week away from the one-third mark of the season. And the Jays are three games under 500, despite the fact that they've been terrible. I'm Mike Wilner. This is Blue Jays Talk. Phone lines are open at 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell. Long distance 1-888-666-0590. I just blocked a PhD on Twitter. I hated doing that. And maybe I give too much credit to higher education. Expect more from someone who has a doctorate. But it really is something. What, you know, the stuff that comes out when a team's not playing well. No one's suggesting that this has been fun to watch. No one is suggesting that August and September of last year is going to happen again. But no one in their right mind should be suggesting that the season is over. Same thing was happening last year. And it was worse. June 1st, the Blue Jays lost to fall to 23-30. This year, 22-25. Greg in Niagara Falls. Hello, Greg.
Just before I talk about the hitting, I talked to you 10 days ago. I've only called in the second time this year. And just because I said, are you concerned? And I know you're saying that, you know, the guys aren't, this is not what the guys are or, you know, their track records. But again, I just wanted to clarify my point. I meant that it could, you know, go into July like this. I should have clarified myself better.
Sure, it could. It could stop tomorrow. There's no way of knowing.
Well, when it stops tomorrow, I've been watching every game, then they start to go into the rut. And Buck Martinez has even said that on Sportsnet.
Congratulations to Buck, I guess.
Well, I'm only talking. I have the right to talk. I'm just talking.
Okay.
I'm just saying, but both the hitting, what else can you do when it comes to this hitting? I know you're saying they've got to start hitting. You're absolutely right. You're over 100% right, but what else can you do? When this is just keeps, you know, just this really bad inconsistency with the team, what else can you do?
That's the thing. You can't do anything. And that's what makes it more frustrating. And the team's not inconsistent. They've been remarkably consistent at not hitting. But there's nothing you can do. You know, when people talk about being concerned or being worried, how do you worry about Josh Donaldson or Jose Bautista or Edwin Encarnacion? You know, the worries about the Blue Jays offense, as stunning as this seems, the worries about this offense is that Michael Saunders and Justin Smoke will go back to their career norms. And then nobody will be hitting on this team. You know, I don't know, I'm trying to make some sort of a build a Ryan Goins analogy. Like, if there was a concern that Ryan Goins might not get his batting average back up to 270, and that would mean that the Blue Jays are in deep, deep trouble, well, then I would say that is a well-founded concern. Because it's far more reasonable than not to think that Ryan Goins is not going to wind up hitting 270. And I don't mean to point out Ryan Goins, but he's really the only guy of this offense that you shouldn't firmly expect to snap out of it. Martin, Edwin, Tulo, Donaldson, Pilar, Bautista, they can all hit at varying levels. Most of them really, really, really well, which is why there's nothing you can do except put them in the lineup and send them out there. And that really does make it more frustrating. It makes people grasp at straws to try to, you know, figure out exactly what's going on with this team, other than the fact that a bunch of good hitters aren't hitting at all. And yeah, they're all a year older than they were last year. But guys don't turn from all-stars to crap in one winter. The longer it goes, the less easy it is to say, oh, well, they'll snap out of it. They'll get back to who they are. But the truth is, every year they've played, pretty much, they've snapped out of it and gotten back to being who they were. It's just amazing that it's happening to so many guys at the same time. John in Toronto. Hey, John.
Hey, Mr. Wilner. How are you tonight?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay, first-time caller.
Welcome.
Listen to your show for tens of times. Wanted to always call in, but anyway, great respect for your show, your respect for your knowledge. And I really wanted to get your take on what you, like, I mean, obviously, like I said, I have a great respect for your knowledge and things like that. Do you not, I know you, I just heard you talking to the other guy there and saying how it's so weird that all these guys are having this poor average all at the same time, and it's really strange. But somewhere along the line, there's got to be some accountability, or there's got to be something that's different now as opposed to last year. Because you just can't go from hitting like crazy to hitting almost nothing.
Well, so where does this account
at the same time? So we've changed. You've changed. You know, the, we've changed. We've got Shapiro in there now. We've got Russ Atkins in there now. We've got all these new guys in there. We've lost a few guys. We've got the core is still there.
Yeah, but way more than the core.
Changed. Something's changed psychologically. I mean, I'm accountable for my job. I want to go to these games. I want to watch these games. I'm totally accountable for what I have to do.
But let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
When you're doing your job, and I have no idea what your job is.
Right. And we don't need to say
right.
That.
Right. It doesn't matter what your job is.
Yeah.
But when you're doing your job, is there someone else there with you who is actively trying to prevent you from doing your job, who is also really good at his job?
No, I understand what you're saying. But what I'm saying is there's something different compared to last year. Something's gone.
Compared to the end of last year. Yes.
Sorry?
Compared to the end of last year. Compared to the beginning of last year, there is nothing different.
I don't know if it's true or not, but somebody else accused you of being really close with the players, and I'm not sure if you are or you're not.
I don't know
any of that stuff. It doesn't really matter. But the point is, do you have any suggestions at this point? Because you can't just sit back and wait for them to get out of the funk, because like the other guy said, the more you sit, it could just go worse and worse and worse. And then, like you said, in July, and they're going to implode the whole thing.
Yeah, and if it continues to be this bad over the course of the next 6 weeks, they are going to blow this thing up. And,
but don't
you know,
you think that every, like, I mean, even Shapiro should be, like, everyone should be accountable here in terms of finding out what, like, what's bugging them. They started off spring training. They started off with this new physiology thing to keep their bodies in better shape.
Yeah, the high performance
thing. And some guys were playing.
Yep.
They all decided to try these new stances on the way they were going to hit the ball. And they were going to try, Tulowitzki was going to do the foot plant or whatever you wanted to call it. And they were changing all these things.
Yeah.
What happened to keeping it simple or keeping it to what you originally do so that you can get back to what you did before?
Well, guys in spring training tinker all the time. I mean,
true. You've talked about that there too before, but obviously something has gone totally different up until now.
Well,
I mean, everybody's expecting to see what they saw last year. And of course you're not going to get anything perfect. Nothing's perfect. That's why the averages are the way they are. But I mean, you just can't go from way up there, like you're talking about the averages, and to way down there. There's got to be a catalyst involved somewhere. That's what I'm saying. And I'm wondering if you know what it is. That's my whole question.
Okay. Can I answer now?
Yeah. Sorry. I apologize.
I don't believe there is one, to be honest with you. Because spring training went great. You know, they were beating everybody.
Yeah.
They hardly lost a game all
spring.
Spring
training game in Orlando.
Yeah. I didn't actually go to a spring training game in Orlando. Yeah. So you've got that on me. That was a split squad day. But
that's right. Exactly.
I don't believe that there is, but I don't believe that. See, baseball, more than any other sport, is a game where you are rather than, it's not a try hard sport. There aren't extra things you can do to beat the other guy. Like in hockey.
Well, but you hear Tulowitzki, he's practicing all the time.
Yeah, and maybe that's bad. You know,
he's going crazy.
Maybe taking 200 swings after every game is not a good thing.
And even Shapiro said that all the guys are hanging around the dressing room and talking about what they can do differently to make it better.
Yep.
I don't know if you heard him say that too.
That's all you can do. I got to let you go because we got to take a break. But look, it's not a try harder sport as much as we'd like to think. If only they wanted it more. You know, you can't win a battle in the corner in baseball. You can't take the ball away from the other guy in baseball. You get your turn and then your turn is over and they get their turn until their turn is over. That's the way it works. And trying harder often works to your detriment. Joe Maddon, who everybody thinks is the greatest manager in the history of anything, says he tells his players, don't try harder, try easier. And that's why this whole idea of there's got to be accountability. How? Bench everybody? Punishing people for not getting the job done, to me, doesn't make sense at the professional level. It's not like anyone is not trying. And again, like I pointed out to the caller at the beginning, for every Blue Jay who's trying to get on base, there is a pitcher who is trying to make sure he doesn't. And we are used to the Blue Jays hitters being better than those pitchers. Hasn't happened so far this year. Jays lost 6-0 to the New York Yankees. We will continue our Blue Jays talk. Postgame show is brought to you by your Ontario Honda dealers. It is a Sportsnet radio network.
And the next delivery. Lined in the right center field, moving over Bautista, dives headlong, it's by him. That ball rolls all the way to the wall. The speedy Ellsbury hits second base. He's on his way to third. Pilar back to the infield to Tulowitzki. A triple for Ellsbury to begin the game for New York.
Three batters later, Jacoby Ellsbury scored when Carlos Beltran beat out a double play ball. That was all the Yankees would need. The Blue Jays did not score tonight, only the second time all season that they've been shut out. They managed only two hits, both of them singles. Jose Bautista in the third, Troy Tulowitzki in the second. Tulowitzki had to leave the game in the seventh with tightness in his right quadriceps muscle. He took himself out of the game. He said he felt it when he stole second base and wanted to just make 100% sure that it wasn't going to get any worse. Hopefully he'll be available tomorrow night because Troy Tulowitzki is one of the very few Blue Jays who is actually hitting right now. 6-0, the Blue Jays lose to the New York Yankees. I'm Mike Wilner. This is Blue Jays Talk, taking your calls at the top of the hour. But before we get to your calls, or the rest of your calls, that is, let's hear from the skipper. Here's what John Gibbons had to say in the wake of tonight's 6-0 loss.
Well, Dickie was good tonight. So wasn't Eovaldi, you know. I mean, he was on. He was going to be tough to do anything with anyways. I mean, he was that good. Which, yeah, it's frustrating. But, you know, the starter's job is go out there and try to shut them down, give us a chance to win. And that's what they've been doing.
Any update on Tulo?
No, I mean, he did something to his quad. We'll have a little better idea tomorrow.
Was Dickie thrown off a little bit after sliding in the...
Yeah, when he did, he tweaked his knee a little bit, but he should be fine.
Do we just Tulo need to go get checked out tomorrow? It's MRI, is that?
Oh, I've got no idea. The game just ended. Hell, I don't know. I haven't seen him. I don't think it's that bad, but, you know.
You had a quiet night, huh? Yankees didn't give me any reason to do anything.
What's that?
Said you had a quiet night because the Yankees didn't give you any reason to get upset.
No. Yankees umpires, nobody.
Through 6-2-0, and you know that those three relievers are out there. What's
your thought process? Well, yeah, you don't feel good. You know, I mean, nobody's invincible, but they're probably as close to as you can be. Really, they can run it. They can run 7, 8, 9 inning, almost like a ninth inning. You know, with the 4-run lead, a couple guys get on. They got this guy, the next guy, and this. I mean, it's you're definitely aware of it, and you need to score early. You know, but you know, Evaldi was really good tonight, but we really couldn't put any pressure on. We had some guys on, you know, a couple spots, but came up empty. So,
was Donaldson bunting on his own there in the third?
Yeah, you think I'm going to put on the bunt?
Huh? He was kind of bunting for a base hit.
Yeah, he was bunting for a base hit. A little softer, he might have it, you know. But.
And there you go, John Gibbons' pointed answer to Shai Davidi, who has to ask the question. You think I'm going to put a bunt on with Josh Donaldson? Of course not. Donaldson bunting on his own. And yeah, if he had gotten it a little more closer to the line or not gotten quite as much of it, though still get to pass him out, he might have had a single. That was in the third inning. The Blue Jays had first and second and nobody out. Donaldson tried to bunt his way on to get bases loaded and nobody out. But Chase Headley wound up making the play and the Blue Jays wound up not scoring any runs then or in the game. In fact, after the Josh Donaldson bunt, the Blue Jays didn't get another hit. Jays lose 6-0 to the New York Yankees. Daniel is next somewhere. Hey, Daniel.
Hi, I'm in Toronto.
Oh, cool.
It gets a little frustrating banging our heads against the wall about the hitting, but it's sort of what there is to talk about right now. I was wondering how unprecedented this is. Can you recall similar outstanding lineups that underperformed this badly for this kind of a stretch of time?
No, not off the top of my head. I mean, I expected the Blue Jays to maybe even score more runs this year than they did last year, based on the addition of Saunders to the lineup and having Tulowitzki for a full season. So, I mean, I'm sure it's happened. I guarantee you that it's happened. Our memories are exceedingly short these days. But I can't recall a world-class group of hitters being shut down like this over a quarter of a season, now maybe even a third.
Yeah, I mean, like, I certainly, through my Jays following, I remember long stretches of banging my head against the wall again, you know, with Vernon Wells, thinking, how come you're not hitting like you're supposed to? But this many hitters, yeah, it just seems confounding. Okay, well, thanks. Just wondering if you could recall anything similar.
Yeah, no, I mean, I remember that in 07 and 08, the Blue Jays had amazing pitching. I think both those years they led the league in ERA, but they didn't hit enough, and they never hit with runners in scoring position. But that wasn't a group of hitters like this, right? It wasn't a group that you could have reasonably expected to score a crap load of runs every night. It was Vernon Wells and Aaron Hill, Lyle Overbay, and, you know, decent enough, but not great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. These guys are great. I can't wait till they start being great again.
Yeah. You and me both, and pretty much everybody listening. Thank you. Appreciate the call, Daniel. Let's go to Adam in Hamilton. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be on. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
A general baseball question here, not going to go down the negative path. I hope it turns around, but a general baseball question. With all the analytics that they do now and the shifts and moving guys around and all the micro-analysis stuff, I'm just curious, because the one thing being a baseball fan for 30 years, it's always been weird, is why, like, the better power hitters don't swing away at 3-0 when you know there's a fastball right down the pipe coming, or a lot of times, like, the first pitch of it at bat, the guy just puts a strike in there to try and get ahead. And I just wondered, like, I know the conventional wisdom is on 3-0, you try to draw the walk, and you know, the Blue Jays seem to want to see a lot of pitches per bat and that kind of thing. But I think maybe that might be what's doing the hitting in, is there's just so many pitches right down the middle on 0-0 counts and on 3-0 counts where I'm like, just swing away, guys. But let me listen to your thoughts on that. And thank you.
All right, thank you. I can tell you that Jose Bautista, Edwin Encarnacion, Troy Tulowitzki, Michael Saunders, probably Justin Smoke, Josh Donaldson, all have 3-0 green lights, period. The thing about swinging 3-0, and we've seen guys pop up 3-0 and everyone gets really angry, when you get a 3-0 green light, you pick a quadrant of the plate. Maybe not necessarily a quadrant. Maybe it's a third. Maybe it's a ninth. If the pitch is there, you are going to crush it. If the pitch is not there, take it. If you want a fastball middle in, and it's a strike middle away, take the pitch, even if it's a strike. But on 3-0, you are looking for a specific pitch in a specific spot. And if you get it, you hit it 800 feet. And if you're not getting that pitch in that spot, you don't swing. So all those guys, though, have the green light on 3-0. First pitch, yeah, it seems like there have been a lot of hittable first pitches that the Blue Jays have let go. But what you're forgetting as well is that there have been a lot of first pitches on which they've popped up or grounded into double plays or, you know, things like that. I don't think that there is a specific philosophy about seeing a ton of pitches. And I think that's been, you know, a fallacy that people have held since the Moneyball days. When that book came out, J.P. Ricciardi was here. And everyone said it was about take pitches, get to the bullpen, get to those middle relievers because they're terrible. And for the most part, they were. But the Blue Jays' philosophy, as long as I can remember, since Gary Denbo left, has always been look for the pitch you want and hit the hell out of it, whether it's the first pitch or the third pitch or the seventh pitch. If you think that first pitch is what you're looking for, go ahead. And I think it's probably been Troy Tulowitzki more than anybody else who we've seen take those first pitches. But over the last couple of weeks, Tulowitzki has gotten right back to being the player he should be. And hopefully it continues. Mark is in Toronto. Mark, you're next. Welcome to Blue Jays Talk.
Thank you, Mike. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. Didn't see the game tonight and don't generally want to talk specifics about the you know, the in and out of the season, but
you didn't miss much tonight.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it, but I just kind of wondering your thoughts on there's a lot of words that get thrown around. I think, you know, I heard you say earlier you're not big on the concern word or the worry word, and I just wonder and I preface this, I'm a big fan of the Blue Jays, big supporter, don't want to go into negative, but I also wonder if the word hopeful is not a dangerous word to use as well, in the sense that, you know, obviously last year we had a dream season in offense through a combination of guys having a career year. Nobody
had a career year last year except Chris Colabello.
Well, I think Goins stepped up and
Goins had a career month. Years,
but certainly on the upper side of their potential, let's say, or certainly producing on the higher end of their you know, of their projection. And I just have wonder if it was maybe a mistake for us to expect us to be able to replicate it. I just wonder if it's not something that would be, you know, extremely difficult to expect guys to have those type of seasons back to back to back and, you know, catch that magic again and whatnot. And I just wonder, you know, if it's just as simple as guys you know, starting to trend in the wrong direction, and Batista starting to age, Tulowitzki, I know he's not an older, you know, but he's been around 10 years. I just wonder if that's maybe what it is. It's as simple as trend lines start to obviously go up and they go down at some point, and we're just seeing a combination of guys, you know, struggling and also just not being able to replicate sort of that dream season last year. And if it's that simple, I'm just curious your thoughts.
Well, as I've stated a few times, I think that, players obviously trend down as they age, for sure. There's no question about that. But you know, when you look at 2016 relative to the career norms of these players, you're not looking at a trend line. You're looking at a
drastic upgrade then.
Right, downgrade. Yeah. You're looking at a trend cliff that they've gone over. And that's not the way the aging ball player tends to produce, right?
Right, like it's a gradual decline as opposed to a dramatic.
Exactly. And okay, we're seeing dramatic declines from everybody. And as far as, you know, replicating last year, maybe Josh Donaldson and maybe Edwin trended at the higher end of what they had been reasonably expected of. But Donaldson's a guy who has never played a season in the major leagues and not finished in the top eight in MVP balloting.
Right. You know,
he's
right.
been a great player every single full season of his career. Bautista could have been reasonably expected to have the same year he had last year. Maybe Martin hits a few fewer home runs. I think the 23 last year was his career high, but, you know, he hasn't hit any this year.
Yeah.
And it's almost not, a third of a season.
That this is a group of guys that have collectively hit their peak, and now we're starting, whether we like it or not, starting to trend in the wrong direction, or at least not as dramatic as what we're seeing. In
right. Field. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, Phil, love your show, Mike. Appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the call. And look, I get that sort of thinking, but then you take a look at it and you see that it's not the way it works. Rare is the player who completely falls off a cliff at 31-32. Usually it's a gradual decline. And the Blue Jays have more players in their decline phase than not. Martin's over 30, Edwin, Tulo, Bautista. But this isn't a decline. I mean, this first part of this season has just been horrible. Mike is in Pickering. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
All right, how are you?
Not too bad. Big fan of your show. Love listening to it. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Now, in relations to the Jays, like, there's so many things that are going wrong with them, like, when it comes to hitting.
Yep.
Nobody's hitting at all. We all know this.
Everything is going wrong.
Exactly. Like, you got, compared to what last year, you know, they're not doing anything at all. But the problem is, like, that I've seen is, remember stuff that were happening last year. They were having fun. They were enjoying playing. I think not from a fan or from a company, like a corporation point of view, but from their point of view, they're putting so much pressure on themselves. I think that, you know, they're doing it to themselves, because when you listen to Gibbons or Robert Shapiro turn around and say, you have Troy Tulowitzki, and during batting practice, he's hitting everything. When it comes to the game, he's not hitting anything.
Well, he is now. Mark Shapiro, by the way.
Yeah, Mark Shapiro, sorry. He is now, but, you know, he was saying the same thing about Russell Martin. Donaldson, he's never had a bad season like this before. He had a great start.
Yep.
But now he's declining. And I think that the Jays, the players themselves, are putting so much pressure on themselves to replicate what they did last year, and they're forgetting what got them to that last year. They got pretty much the same exact core. There's no difference. But what got them there was they enjoyed and had fun. They were smiling. There was a camaraderie, and they pushed each other to get better.
In the last 2 months of the season.
Exactly.
This time last year, no one was smiling or having fun.
No, nobody was smiling or having fun. That's right. But granted, what they did last year in the last 2 months, you know, you would have figured you'd carry that over into now. But it's just like they lost it all. They lost that. Feeling to get better.
Like they lost their smile?
Well, I wouldn't want to say lost their smile, but... the confidence.
But it's hard to be confident when you keep losing and when you're not hitting. I mean, you know, winning breeds happiness. Winning causes chemistry and confidence and all of that stuff. And when it's not happening, you know, imagine what people would be saying if they were having fun while scoring what feels like a run and a half a game. People would be screaming, how could you possibly do this? And, you know, how can you smile at a time like this?
Yeah.
So I think you got to win first.
Oh, I agree, but that's what I mean. Like, I think they're putting so much pressure on themselves that, you know, you're seeing them swinging pitches they've never swung at before. Like, you see some weird pitches that Bautista would never swing for, and he's swinging at them, or Donaldson, or Troy Tulowitzki, for that matter. He's doing a lot better now, yes. But you've seen him swinging pitches throughout the season, the start of the season, and it's like, you've never swung at that before.
Or take pitches that he shouldn't be taking.
Exactly. Russell Martin's another one. Like, Russell Martin literally has done nothing all season. Like, no home runs, no runs batted in. Like, rarely, he's got very little runs batted in.
Very few, yes. Got exactly. One extra base hit all season. He has been terrible offensively.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't think it's because they're not having fun. I think they're not having fun because they're not hitting. And not the other way around.
And I see your point on that one. I agree with you on that. I think it's just they're putting too much pressure on themselves as players.
They may be. But there's no way to stop that until they start winning, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a vicious circle. Someday, maybe it will turn around. It may not. It should. Certainly all indications are that it will. There's no magic, hey, it looks like they're starting to come out of it. They just come out of it. And we've thought a couple of times that they have, and we've clearly been incorrect. But if they don't, it'll be like historical that this team scores basically no runs the rest of the season. That would be something that has never before happened in the history of anything. But that's the downside. And because we are Toronto, we're far more willing to believe the negative historical outcome is possible. Donnie is in Toronto. Hey, Donnie.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? That's scary. That's really scary, not getting any hits. You know me, I'm a big fan. I'm a boxing coach. I deal with athletes. It's amateur. I've dealt with some professional people. You hit it right on that. I'm ready to hit it right on the nail of the head. When you said more is less, less is more. And that's sometimes when you're trying too hard, it's not coming. But you know something? This team will get their hits. This team will pick it up. It's just they're going through a slump. It's a bad slump. It's not a good slump. But they will pick it up. So, Mike, you got to agree. Some of the fans out there, I know they're frustrated. Me, I'm not. It's baseball. It's sports. These guys will come together. Losing is a disease. We know it. How it can spread. You know, it's not good. It's like if in our boxing club, if we have a fighter that, you know, he's got this attitude and he doesn't want to try as hard and he thinks he's this or he thinks he's that, the other team kind of, the other boxers kind of fall back behind it. But when I look at this team is going to come together. They're just in a bad slump right now. We're okay. Nobody panic. You know, more is less. Less is more. That's the way I look at it. They're squeezing it. You agree, Mike? They're squeezing it a little, trying a little too hard, and they're frustrated a little bit. But they got to just settle down, play the game, forget about the crap, do what they do best, have fun, and not worry about anything else. Right now, I think the team is carrying a little bit on their shoulders, the load of, you know, the bad streak. Well, if you remember last year, Mike, it was 30 games in. You and I were talking. We said we'd get a couple players. They played a great season. But right now, the fans just got to step back, relax. You know, they're going to get their hits. All teams go through it. There's no team in history, like you said, that's never got no hits. And if it ever happened, that is scary. And again, Mike, we had, last time I talked to you, I asked you, like, how many teams in baseball that won a world, a lot, never won a World Series. And you've named a few, and I've never got back to you about it, how many did. I never checked it out. But one thing I want to say before I leave, because I know you got a lot of callers, I do not like the rule of putting a man on. I think that rule should go. I think they should, every hitter should get a chance to hit. This walk rule is like in boxing. When we have two fighters that go to the championships, and one fighter's coach says, well, my guy can't win that fight. But what I would do is I do it. Let him fight, win or lose. He has a box off. So we went through that. He went in to fight for the Ontario Championships. He lost, but he got it to box off. He won. So I say to the fighter, listen, more is less. Less is more. The harder you try, the less is going to come out. Just relax. Get out there. Do your thing. And the Jays will be fine, Mike. The Jays will be fine. So, you know, we're going to have an exciting season. It's only, 40-some games in. We're down the bottom. We're only a few games behind. It's a long way to go. All you baseball fans out there, chill. We're going to be okay. We know it's disappointing. Don't get down. It's baseball. It's a sport. It's the way it is. These guys make a lot of money. It's not all about that. It's you got to love the game. Go out there and play like you love the game.
All right, so, Donnie. Thank you,
buddy.
I appreciate the call. I appreciate the optimism. One certainly hopes that things will turn around. There's no guarantee by any means, but there was a lot in there. And I don't know how much of it. Yeah, there was certainly a lot in there. I'm baffled by the fact that you think that there shouldn't be any intentional walks allowed. Okay, Eric is in Ottawa. Eric, you're going to be our last guy.
Oh, it's an honor. How big of an effect do you think it takes on the team, the players, are they aging, you know, prematurely playing on the AstroTurf, where these guys are actually, you know, not up to where they were just because of the daily wear and tear? And my biggest complaint this year is the bullpen. I mean, you couldn't ask for better starts, and you know the starting pitcher is going to falter, and it's hard to have any optimism that the bullpen can hold any lead. So how is this new management team going to address this huge void that happens? You know, we have to keep stretching out our starters, trying to get the ball seamlessly to Asuna, and, you know, we're just going to wear out our starters trying to do that. So where's that help going to come? And
well, I think they have to, you know, figure that out. There aren't ready trades available to be made on May 24th. Generally, it's just not the way it works. So many teams are still in it. Again, the Blue Jays are four games out of a playoff spot. So it's not like anybody except for maybe Minnesota or Atlanta are going to be, you know, saying, well, we're not going to do it this year. Let's just see what we can get for some guys. So I don't know. And if you look over the history of the game, very few impact trades are made before late June. So I think you just got to sit with what you got and hope they pitch better. I mean, again, I know that as Toronto sports fans, we're inclined to believe that the negative things that should correct themselves are never going to correct themselves. Like, it's starting pitching is going to get better, bullpen is going to remain awful. Well, or the starting pitching is going to get worse, bullpen's going to stay terrible. They're 29th in the major leagues in inherited runners. That's got to correct at some point. These guys are not this bad. But it would be nice if there was a knight on a shining white horse coming over on the horizon for the Blue Jays bullpen. There isn't. Blue Jays and Yankees continue this series tomorrow. We're on at 7 o'clock. Marco Estrada against Ivan Nova. Thanks to all for calling. We'll do this again tomorrow. Bye-bye.